Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 4th of August. We've been fortunate enough to catch up with Ian Selby, the CFO at Westminster Group. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Doc.
Okay, let's go straight into it. So the company have announced the £1.25 million placing, and while the RNS reads pretty straightforward, it's natural for investors to look for further clarity. So, you know, I'll put the ball in your court and see if we can shed a little more light on it.
Okay, thanks. Well, basically, Westminster are a security company with long-term managed services contracts, and we operate in West Africa with a significant part of our current businesses in West Africa. And obviously, as people will know, there has been a terrible outbreak of the Ebola plague in the region. Now, that could has always got the potential for that to have a risk of disruption to our business over there. And we, as a board, were reviewing the situation last week, and then decided to take a prudent and proactive action so we could mitigate the risk. And remember, this stuff is completely beyond the control, obviously, how an epidemic evolves. And so we thought the logical thing was, let's get some sensible precautions in place should things change for the worse.
All right, so, you know, can you help us iron out some of the creases from the RNS? And you know, we know there's been some claims that there's a seller in the background that may have had an head start on PIs. I mean, that's a lot of speculation through conjecture, I'm sure, but it's not an easy question. But, you know, can you explain the process of securing the funding?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, something I really can't comment in on is intraday trading activities. Now, some background to how the process was carried out. We worked closely with our appointed brokers, SP Angel, and they, towards the end of last week, they made they carried out a fundraising. A lot of it was phone-based this time because we've met people in the past. And the brief which they delivered against was to wrap it up very quickly and keep it short, sweet and sharp.
So this is, you know, institutional buyers that have been taking up some of the funding?
Yeah, institutional. So some people we've dealt with in the past. And they've picked up the stock on this placing.
Excellent. Okay. So
one thing we were obviously concerned about is obviously the board. There's a significant shareholding in the company around the board, and this fundraising process wasn't something we did on a whim. We really considered our options carefully, and again, we are aligned very much with shareholders. So we were wholeheartedly aligned on protecting shareholder value.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know that you guys at WSG have got a fair bit of skin in the game, so
yeah,
it's important for you to, you know, try and minimise the impact of any such, you know, requirements as of your RNS. But, you know, what could have happened if you hadn't have done it?
It's one of the great unknowns. I mean, it's a very, very fluid situation we're dealing with, and the world's dealing with in West Africa. I guess the nightmare scenario is if we hadn't done anything or hoped things would get better, but then the situation in the region had got worse. Obviously, the press has been full of stories of airlines not flying into the region and the states of emergencies being declared in various states. And, you know, again, we're dealing with a natural phenomena here. You never know how these things can turn out. So we thought the only responsible thing to do as a board of directors was to do a placing now at a time when we're in control of it, rather than having to do something when we are absolutely on the back foot and events are in control of us rather than proactively managing the situation.
Ian, that makes perfect sense. Just a couple more things. From what we're hearing, it's unlikely that, you know, you'll need those funds. But, you know, how would you look to utilise the additional capital? And also, you know, is your team still fully operational and in country as we speak?
Yes, I mean, the team in country are fully operational. And in fact, because we're a trusted partner to the local government, we're at the forefront of health screening at the airport. So we put some additional resources in around that, and we'll continue to do so and work with the local government and the airlines. And obviously, forever, we're in very, very close contact with the UK diplomatic presence in country. So we are very, very much operational and running in country.
All right. Well, that's Ian Selby, CFO at Westminster Group. Thank you, Ian, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you, Doc.